Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Artistic Director of the Newport Music Festival, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Before we kick things off, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Jamie, today we celebrate and honor Black composers whose imprint on classical music has gone underperformed and unnoticed for hundreds of years. I'm pleased to bring a very wide range of musical styles that are representative of these outstanding composers.
So you're telling me there are many Black composers of classical music?
Why, yes, Jamie. As a matter of fact, our first composer today is Ignatius Sancho. Sancho was a Black British composer, actor, and writer who became a symbol of hope in the battle against the immortality of the slave trade through his celebrated letters and musical compositions. The minuet, in triple time, was the most important couple dance of the 18th century. Sancho's Minuet No. 11 is one of the earliest recorded instances of music composed by an African. This is Ignatius Sancho's Minuet No. 11 in G minor.
Thank you.
It's only proper to explore another musical dance style. As we leave the minuet and move on to the waltz, Francis Frank Johnson was an American musician and prolific composer during the antebellum period. Black composers were rare in the U.S. during this period, but Johnson was among the few who were successful. Performing as a virtuoso of the now rare keyed Kent bugle in the violin, he wrote more than 200 compositions of various styles: operatic airs, Ethiopian minstrel songs, patriotic marches, ballads, cotillions, quadrilles, quick steps, and other dances. Only manuscripts and piano transcriptions survive today. Johnson was the first African-American composer to have his works published as sheet music. He also was the first African-American to give public concerts and the first to participate in racially integrated concerts in the United States. He led the first American musical ensemble to present concerts abroad, and he introduced the promenade concert style to America. The next two pieces are The New Bird Waltz and The Monongahela Waltz by Francis Johnson.
Thank you.
So what are we going to listen to next, Trevor?
Clarence Cameron White was an American neo-romantic composer and concert violinist. Following the death of his father at the age of 2, his mother, a concert violinist trained at the Oberlin Conservatory, moved the family to Washington, D.C., where White's introduction to a broader classical music scene would set the course for his deep love of classical music. The next three pieces are some of his more popular: Levee Dance, Opus 28, No. 2, Bandana Sketches, Opus 12, and On the Bayou.
Our next composer may be more familiar to classical music lovers, as her work has picked up steam in the last decade. Florence Beatrice Price is noted as the first black woman to be recognized as a symphonic composer and the first to have a composition played by a major orchestra. These next two pieces, Adoration and her string quartet in A minor, are some smaller scaled examples of her larger, more luxurious symphonic works.
For this last piece, I wanted to share a spiritual by Undine Smith Moore that has become sort of a staple at historically black colleges, churches, and communities since it was first composed in the 70s, which was considered Moore's most prolific compositional years. This is We Shall Walk Through the Valley in Peace.
We shall walk through the valley in peace.
Whoa, what a day! Thanks for coming to share this special show today, Trevor.
What a day indeed. But before I say goodbye, another big thank you to our sponsors. The Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Gruben Foundation, and of course, you lovely people listening right at home. Great to be with you, Jamie.
Great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon.
WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org.
Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!